St. Charles Convention Center.
Yes, at the Missouri
Missouri Numismatic
Society Coin Show. There'll be 180 dealers, free admission, and free parking.
There'll be an auction Friday by Scotsman Auction Company at 5 p.m. and a Boy Scout Merit Badge Seminar Saturday at 11 a.m.
At the Missouri Numismatic.
Very good.
Thank you. Society's 53rd Annual Coin Show, this Friday through Saturday at the St. Charles Convention Center.
For all of your roofing needs, John Beal Roofing. Whether your roof is damaged in a storm or normal wear and tear, John Beal Roofing is here to help. Whether it's roofing or tuck pointing, three generations have been serving the St. Louis metropolitan area. Do not be fooled by some out-of-town person who knocks on your door trying to cut you a deal. Chances are you'll never see him again. John Beal Roofing, tried, true, and trusted. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Is your dog's food bringing out his best? At Purina One, smart nutrition is the key to whole body health. It combines the goodness of nature with the precision of science to create Purina One Smart Blend. Each formula starts with real meat, fish, or poultry, and includes wholesome grains and a dual defense antioxidant blend. It's 100% complete and balanced nutrition for each life stage that comes full circle when you see it in your dog's bright eyes and his shiny coat. Is your brand smart enough to do the same? Discover all the ways smart nutrition can make a difference in your dog at PurinaOne.com.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
This is the dirtiest show ever been on in all of my life.
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
How are you? How are you? How are you? Let's see how good Peon's memory is. Who is that?
Oh, man.
See, I've told you this like three or four times. How are you? How are you? How are you? Old timer.
Yeah. I know. I've heard the name. I can't remember.
Ukulele, radio guy, went on to be TV guy.
Oh,
expert
man.
Horseman, pilot. At the time, the biggest radio personality in the United States. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
With a G?
Welcome to my Lipton soup.
Is there a G in the name? Is it an M or a J name?
No. Lipton soup. That's the way.
Is there a G in the name?
Yes, there is.
Yes. Yeah.
Arthur Godfrey.
Yes. Okay.
He did live commercials during his show. He talked slowly. That Lipton soup is so good. How are you? How are you? Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. As usual, lots to talk about. We're going to talk to this Anthony Weiner. I read the text this morning. Now, if you're honest as a guy, heterosexual guy, you have thoughts. I look at women and I have thoughts.
No, sure, every day.
And I can hear the thoughts in my head. Boy, what I like to see. You know, but you don't Text them to people.
Text them and tweet about them.
Especially after you've been caught and had to leave your job, and then to keep doing it. And how dumb is his wife?
Yeah, apparently his therapy didn't work.
His wife is an idiot.
For his sexual...
And she's kind of good looking. He looks like some kind of geek dork.
I don't get the whole thing.
He's not good looking. And she's,
he said, I've forgiven him for his things that he did in his past and after he was caught last.
Why don't you just go ahead and say, and I'll forgive him when he does it again, because he will. He's stupid. She's stupid. Burke said, and I have other things.
He's like addicted.
The guy in the morning, I can never, on our station, not Charlie Brennan, who's on our station? I can't remember his name. Guy said something this morning on our station. Yeah. And I'm going to address what he said, because I actually sort of understand what he said about this wiener deal, but then I kind of don't. Now, I know that doesn't make sense, but hopefully it'll keep you listening. Do we have any Burke segment?
Yeah, I got one quick thing.
All right, let me introduce Eon the Peon, the only man in the room who wears earbuds. Dan, you wear real man headphones, don't
you? Yeah, I do.
Broadcaster headphones?
That's right.
I wear the headphones broadcasters wear.
Yeah.
This guy chooses to wear what teenage girls wear walking around when they're going to the mall, little earbuds.
That's those new young kid broadcasters
coming in. Young kids kill me.
I didn't think I'd like them, because I've always worn the big old... Cans,
Dan, these kids today.
I know.
Crazy. What do you have?
I shared something today on our Facebook page. It's a pretty cool video. It's about this guy, Richie Parker. And Richie Parker was born without arms. It's just a genetic, not genetic, affliction he had that made him born without arms. But this aired on SportsCenter, I think, and it's about 8 minutes long, a video. And it just, Richie Parker works for Hendrick Motorsports. They're one of the biggest NASCAR companies that's around. And he started with an internship there, and that was only supposed to last 10 months, and now it's 8 years. But he does, models, car parts on the computer. 3D, 3D modeling or whatever. But he uses his feet to do everything.
Like that My Left Foot guy.
Oh, yeah. John Foppy? Or what is this? What is that guy's name?
He doesn't have arms or legs, I think. He's a motivational speaker.
Wow. Yeah.
But Richie Parker has legs, but just no arms. But he has keyboards on the floor, and he can type with his left foot.
That's unbelievable to me.
And it shows, essentially, because they interview his parents about how it was to raise a child with no arms, and it follows Richie with all the things he's had to learn to do. He drives a car. He was fascinated with, I think, a 66 Impala Supersport.
How does he steer?
He steers with his feet?
No.
With his foot?
Well, he does, but it's down by the pedals. It looks like a little metal disc about 6 inches. So his left foot turns that disc, which turns the wheel, and his right foot does.
And he's probably got a sense of touch like we'd have with our hands.
Oh, sure, yeah. His toes have turned into fingers almost.
Wow.
And he taught himself to ride a bike. They found special handlebars where he just leans forward and kind of turns with his shoulders. And it's an awesome video
to watch. Those people are unbelievable.
Yes, to overcome something like that. So it's on our Facebook page, and it's really cool. I love finding things like that on the Internet.
But I think you got to be careful. If you're around a person like that, you got to kind of be careful what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might not mean, what if you're around this guy and you go, man, my son came home from school and they gave him an assignment. They had him read Farewell to Arms. Oh, sorry.
Right.
You can't do that.
I think Richie's probably okay with this.
Or if you're telling the story, armed robbery. Sorry, man. I didn't mean it,
He's, it's amazing the life he lives. They show how he eats. He has this little stand.
Or if you said, it's the best I've ever had, hands down. Oh, shoot, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He has this little stand that his spoon was on. And so he grabs the spoon with his mouth, picks up food, puts the spoon back on this little stand, and it has a little swivel on it. He turns it with his head so the spoon faces him, and then he eats off the spoon, and then spins it back around to pick up. Yeah.
So he can bring his foot up to his face. Does he use his foot to brush his teeth?
No, they didn't show anything like that. No, but I'm sure he does. But he does. They show him washing. He's fascinated with this Impala. This Impala Supersport. It was a car he had dreamed about all his life, and he owns it. It's show
is it
washing
an old one or a new one?
66, I think, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an old one. And,
oh, cool.
shows him washing his car. He has a hose just in between his, you know, chin and his shoulder. And it even has one of those, you know, hand pistols on the end of it. And he'd squeeze in that and wash. He does everything just by himself independently. So it's very cool. Very cool to watch. But, yeah, so he works for one of the biggest NASCAR companies.
So that's around. On our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/AM and the PM. And you don't have to have your own Facebook page. Or
no.
There's no trick to getting in. Anybody can look at it. Is that it?
That was it.
Dan, you have anything?
No, nothing.
All right, close it. Let's close it. Our segment's officially closed. Now, I've been sitting on this for 2 days, and each day I forgot to do it, so I'm going to do it right away, first thing this show. I have 4 tickets to see Mary Poppins. Now, these tickets are for this Saturday night, July 27th, and I'm looking for the time. Isn't it usually like...
Is it on the ticket stub, actually?
You know what? That's a good... Let me look at the ticket. It's usually 7 o'clock or something, isn't it? 8:15, Saturday, July 27th, 8:15, Mary Poppins, the Muni. Here's a little bit of it for you.
Chippity, chip, chippity, chip, chip, tree. A sweep is as lucky can be.
Chip, chippity, chip, chippity, chip, I'm amazed at the people who love musicals.
Oh, blow me a kiss.
And they don't even know, they're calling, and they don't even know what the
requirements are. Yeah.
All right, so Saturday, this Saturday, Muni Opera. It should be a great weekend. The humidity's a little
warm.
Mary Poppins. So what's going to happen here is I have 4 tickets, and they're all together. So you could take, you know, one couple could take another couple and go to the Muni. And I need to know, Dan, if that's why these people are calling. Dan?
Greg is not, but the other people are.
Okay, so we're going to go right now with the people calling for the... Mary Poppins. And I don't, I'm not a big believer in this. We'll take the 21st caller. That's such a bunch of crap. You know, we'll take the, well, stations do it to sort of make it sound like a lot of people are listening. We'll take the 79th caller, and then they cheat. See, because you, off the air, you don't know what they do, but we do. We work in the business.
They go, you're caller number 2. Yeah, you're caller number 12.
You're caller number 16.
You're caller number 22.
You're caller number 58. That's exactly what they do. So you're not really the 79th caller anyway. So I just take the first caller that called in, and that was Scott. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Doing good, Frank.
The first question is, if you win these tickets, will you go? Because we don't like to throw away good tickets. You'll go.
Oh, sure.
And you'll take 3 other people.
Four tickets.
4 tickets here.
Let's put it this way. Most likely, my daughter, her husband, and 2 kids will go.
Your what? And your girlfriend and her husband?
No, daughter.
Oh, okay. Well, that's as long as 4 people use the tickets. That's all we ask here. All right, now here's your question. Well, you can't just get them and not do anything for them. So here's your question. There's a song in the in this Mary Poppins, which I've never seen, by the way. I know Dick Van Dyke was in the movie, and I know a couple of the songs, but I've never seen it. I know there's an umbrella, and she flies around like the Saint
right.
Nun or something.
Spoonful of sugar.
I'm sorry?
Can you say Dick Van Dyke on the radio?
Yes, you can. Yes, you just did.
Oh,
yeah, you can.
All right.
You
know, I wondered.
You do know the great joke about that, don't you?
Go ahead.
It's a great joke. A guy goes to Hollywood, and he tries to make it, and he just can't get any gigs, and he gets an agent. It's a great joke, and I've already given away the punchline. But his agent finally says, hey, man, we're going to have to change your name. You're never going to get work with that name. The guy's name was Penis Van Lesbian, and they changed it to Dick Van Dyke.
True
story or not.
True story.
Okay, here's your question. In Mary Poppins, there's this song, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Let me try it again. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Right.
What you need to do is spell Poppins.
Good laugh, Dan.
Thank you.
P-O-P-P-I-N-S.
Winner. winner, chicken dinner. Yeah. See how easy we are? Scott, you have 4 tickets for this Saturday night at the Muni Opera. Hang on. Dan's going to talk to you. That's the bad news.
Okay.
He'll tell you how this works to get your tickets and all that stuff, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Have fun at the Muni. And there he is on hold. He's all yours. And the rest of you who are calling about the tickets, they're gone. We have no more. We only had 4. Hey, that's a rhyme. We have no more. We only had 4.
That's right.
So why don't you just go back out the door? Don't you call us anymore. I could keep going.
You could
but
keep
I won't.
Going.
Dan, there are the tickets right there. Okay. I'm going to do a little bit of business.
Greg was on before the contest.
Yeah, let me talk to Greg. Greg didn't call about the tickets. Hello, Greg.
Hey. Peon's contribution to the Burke segment reminded me of a story. Not a story, but I had a friend. He was born with he didn't have a left arm or a left leg.
Wow.
Yeah, but he turned out to be all right.
Oh, you know what? Oh, man.
You had him going.
You know what? I used to know that joke, and here was the joke.
Oh, man.
The joke was, did you hear about the guy who had the entire left side of his body blown off? And the punchline was, he's all right now. Same joke, but you did a great job walking us in, and we didn't even realize it.
What I called for, I was listening to you guys yesterday, that girl or the lady who was in jail or whatever.
Holly, the lesbian ex-convict.
Man, when she was telling that story about her, she was on the boat with her girlfriend, man, that really got my motor running. I mean, it's like whenever lesbians get to talking, it's
easy,
like,
Greg.
Yeah,
no,
easy, man.
Sort of intriguing. Don't you agree, Frank?
Oh, no, I do. Women don't understand this about us. They don't understand that the image or the idea of two hot chicks making out,
man,
it's exciting.
Just,
and they don't understand
four things smashed together.
Yeah.
And I honestly thought she was going to say that maybe her girlfriend was maybe sunbathing.
Well, I kind of expected something like that too. When she said she was laying up there in the lawn, I was waiting for
Holly. It's possible.
The good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, a question. Yeah. I don't know if you profile callers, but
yeah, we're profiling you. I think you're black.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's right.
Yes, we do. We profile them all the time.
Now, you were talking about the N-word yesterday, mm-hmm, a little bit there.
You can actually say it. I can say it, too, and it's not an FCC violation, but people get upset if I say it.
I mean, here's the thing, though. I don't like that word.
Thank you.
I don't use the word.
Thank you.
I've heard the word before. And honestly, Frank, I've never used the word sort of like in a just for general conversation. I mean, I'll use it, for example, if we're talking about it, I'll just say, hey, you know, people like to use that, you know, N-word, and
right,
I'll say it like that, but right, I've never used the word.
So you don't go to a buddy and go, hey, my nigga, how you doing?
Oh, no,
you
don't do I that. Don't. Never have. And I grew up in the, you know, in Chicago, you know, put it like that.
What about it in the music, in the black music?
I don't like it. You know what I mean? Listen.
How come there aren't more people like you? How come we don't have more people in the black community who really don't like it and want to put a stop to it?
And let me say this. You know, listen, the way I see it, and this is my opinion, Barack Obama is a black man. And I said to myself, I said, man, when he was first elected, I was like, wow. If he can get elected in this country, it's like, it's not such a bad country in terms of race relations. It's not that bad if he can get elected. That's the way I look at it.
It is still bad, though. And the reason he got elected, Greg, is because 93%, and that's a lot of people, 93% of the black community voted for him. People who didn't have any idea what he stood for, what he thought, or anything else.
12 to 13% of the population.
Like 13, though. You're right, 13%. But that's a lot when you consider they all in huge numbers went out to vote, yet the percentage of white people who voted wasn't nearly as strong, as big as the percentage of black people.
And what I'm getting at is like, since I said to myself, well, you know, we have a black president and everything is a little bit okay. I said it to myself. And I said, listen, to myself, talking to myself, I said, hey, if I ever hear that word out in the streets, just, you know, for example, I hear that word a lot in the music. I don't really listen to the music, but, you know, I hear it every now and then. But if, you know, the barbershop, I mean, it's like rampant in the barbershops. I'll tell you that right now, the black barbershop.
Where you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, I'm going to say, hey, you know, I don't like that word. You know, just like it was any other curse word, MF, or, you know, hey.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever said that in a barbershop?
But I want to be honest.
What if you did? What would the reaction be?
Well.
They wouldn't like it.
Well, as a paying customer, you would think the barbers or the owners would, you know.
Say, well, if that's offensive to you, we won't allow it in our barbershop.
And they do have signs in there that says no profanity and that kind of thing. I've seen signs like that, but
that's not even actually profanity. That's the problem. It's not considered profanity.
It should be.
I don't know. Yeah, well, thank you. I couldn't agree more. Thank you.
but I just wanted to call and I had a little joke that I heard that
that's a good one. Yesterday. No, that's
you
a good
one.
Hey, you got us. He's all right.
And I want to comment on that one lady yesterday. I was like, wow, that sounds hot.
Yeah, well, you're a normal heterosexual guy. Speaking of President Obama, he was in Detroit, and he said, and I wrote this down, he said, and this is not a slam on Obama. This is just a slam at any president who would say this. He says, he's talking to people in Detroit. He says, I don't know about you. He says, but I'm not afraid of tough times. Well, no, you're a millionaire. Of course you're not.
Well,
you're
a
millionaire, and you're going to be even richer by far once you're not president anymore.
Well, born into wealth, right?
No, but he's not afraid of tough times now because his future is sealed. Every president's is. Every president. Bill Clinton has made $200 million since he left office in speaking fees.
Hey, one more thing, Frank. You know, someone mentioned yesterday to you the driving while black.
Yeah.
You never heard of that?
No, I heard of it again because I had an email this morning that I read from, it was a really good email from a black guy who's a PhD, and he had, he referenced driving while black. It was a long, really well-written email.
You know, Frank, I don't have rose-colored glasses. I know things are out there bad, but Frank, I don't even worry about stuff like that. I just don't. You know, I have my seatbelt on, and, you know, I've gotten tickets before. It's because I was speeding or my headlight was out.
Yeah. I mean,
but maybe they stopped me because I was black, or maybe they didn't. I don't know. Nobody actually says, hey, I stopped you because you were black. You can assume, but I've never had...
You seem like a pretty happy, well-adjusted guy.
Well...
But you must have in your life... How old are you?
45.
All right. You must have experienced some serious racism.
Frank, honestly, I mean, I've been called the N-word a couple of times directly to my face, you know, when I was younger, of course, you know, but... But as a grown man, I mean, I'm not stupid. I just don't worry about, you know, I live in a mixed neighborhood. I walk the dog every morning and I say hello to everybody. I don't know. I just don't worry about that. I don't see, you know, the white man as the boogeyman or anything like that. I just don't. I just don't. And honestly, with George Zimmerman, look, Frank, I like to be on the side of justice. And if I was on that jury, I wouldn't know how to vote. I just wouldn't know.
If you wouldn't know how to vote, that means you have to vote not guilty. Because if there's reasonable doubt,
according to the law.
That's right. Exactly. If there's reasonable doubt, it's not guilty. That doesn't mean innocent. It means not guilty. And it means there's reasonable doubt. And that's
a
great answer.
I get to argue with my wife a lot about it. I say, listen, I don't know, and you certainly don't know, and with that in mind, you have to vote not guilty according to the law. Anyway,
okay. Yeah. Well, this is refreshing, Greg. Always a pleasure.
All right, take care.
Good joke, by the way, too. He got it. No, he did get it. He's all right. Okay, American Equity Mortgage. We'll break. We'll come back. We had a lot of calls today. We also have Dr. Doug Pernikoff next hour. If you want to be thinking about the questions you might have about your pet, whatever it is—dog, cat, iguana, parakeet, lizard, snake, turtle, whatever. He'll be up next hour. American Equity Mortgage, 21 years, 52 weeks a year, part of this show. That is beyond a record. Nobody can come close. Nobody. It'd be great if every advertiser stuck around for 21 years. But advertisers get kind of weird sometimes, and they listen to other people, and they take bad advice. You ought to be on television. You know, you ought to be on television and put your kids on television. And you be on TV, and all your friends can go, I saw you on television. Or, you know, other advice that's not necessarily good. But because ask the people who've been on here for a long, long time why they've been on a long, long time. Because it works. If you let it work, an American Equity Mortgage, you also have to be good at what you do. Or nothing's going to work. And American Equity Mortgage is. And I love the fact that, you know, a company goes on the air and they start advertising. And then here come these other companies that do sort of the same thing, but they can't just be in the same business. They have to copy. They have to give themselves a similar phone number or use the same phrasing, perfect or less than perfect credit. It's so obvious who the king is, who number one is. It's obvious because that's who they want to be. Well, it's American Equity Mortgage. And if you want a mortgage or you want to take advantage of the mortgage that you have and use the equity to borrow money, here's the phone number. The phone number to that company that everybody else is trying to be. 314-878
9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
It's time for a look at traffic right now. Let's check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. Well, we've got an accident with Rescue at McKenzie and Rebus Barracks in South County. We've got some slow traffic on southbound 270 Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. And also checking the maps, I see that over on Highway 70 eastbound between Route 4 and 143, it's really, in fact, even east of 143, it's really stacked up. So I think that first section of construction that they were doing, they finished. And now from Route 4 over through west, east of Route 143, it is really jammed up if you're leaving out of town. Looks like downtown, if you're traveling towards the Poplar Street Bridge, eastbound 64, slowing approaching Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge, and eastbound 270, just a little heavy around Lindbergh, and again at 170. This traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. Sonic's Summer Pretzel Dog is a premium beef hot dog in a soft pretzel bun. It's a delicious twist on a summer classic. Try one today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hello, St. Louis. This is John Londoff Jr. My family has been in the car business for over 75 years, and while the vehicles have changed, our commitment to service has remained constant. Whether you visit our dealership in person or online at Londoff.com, at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, we treat you like family. We want to make sure your buying experience is fun. When you buy a vehicle from the Londoff family, you can be sure you will get the best price with the best experience possible. Check out these prices. Chevy Cruze, just $13,900. Chevy Sonic, just $12,500. Silverado Pickups, just $15,900. The all-new Traverse, as low as $245 a month. Are you kidding me? And remember, St. Louis, nobody will give you more for your trade. I don't mean trade assistance or value-added pricing. I mean more cash, period. Visit us at Highway 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit in beautiful Florissant, or shop 24/7 at Londoff.com. Come in today and experience Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, a St. Louis tradition. Chevy, find new roads.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you don't have dental insurance? Well, stop waiting and give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-300-8038. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people turn to us every day because they're looking for good dental coverage at a great price. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can help pay for everything, from x-rays and fillings to crowns and dentures, for less than a dollar a day. And it provides immediate protection for preventive care, so you can get the checkups you need now and help protect yourself against big bills later on. You can't be turned down for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, there are no networks, so you can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. So why wait? Call today and get the protection you need now. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-8038. 1-800-300-8038.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters with great news for all your West County appliance shoppers. Tired of driving up and down Manchester Road looking for the best deal at the usual appliance stores or big box stores who claim to have the lowest price when in reality they all have the same? Appliance Discounters opened their largest showroom in Baldwin Plaza, located next to the Club Fitness at 15425 Manchester Road. That's right, West County shoppers can see what other appliance shoppers in St. Charles, Webster Groves, and Arnold have found when purchasing at Appliance Discounters. Huge cash savings and the very best customer service. Appliance Discounters buys GE appliances by the truckload and then passes the savings on to you. And now, for a limited time, in addition to Appliance Discounters' already low prices, you can receive up to $750 in cash rebates direct from GE on select GE appliances. So if you're in the market for a brand new GE kitchen appliance, stop by our newest and largest showroom and we will prove to you how much money we can save you on your next appliance purchase. Great savings, hometown buying, Appliance Discounters is a place to shop for your next appliance.
If you're in the market for a motorhome, you will not believe how luxurious and affordable they have become. These are not your grandfather's Winnebagos. St. Louis RV has the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in Missouri. We are located at I-70 at Bryan Road, exit 216, O'Fallon, Missouri, 314-743-3939. We carry all the top name brands like Newmar, Fleetwood, Thor, Forest River, Winnebago, and Tiffin. We also buy RVs. We will educate you first and sell you second. Financing rates as low as 2.99 for up to 20 years. Our service department works on all makes and models, minor and major repairs. Call for an appointment today, 314-743-3939. We look forward to earning your business and helping you find the motorhome of your dreams. Give us a call, 314-743-3939 or stlrv.net.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live?
Chic.
Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath.
French stuff.
Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bumps.
I never liked this guy's music.
Really?
Crazy?
Never. Really?
I'm gonna make you want to go to a Meanies, then I'm going to tell you a great Jim Croce story. It's a great story. It has to do with the guy that I used to work with. It really is a good story. But I just never liked the bad Leroy Brown or this thing. I didn't get
his wife's story is pretty fascinating. Have you ever watched anything about
that story? His wife's still around. She's nuts.
Yeah,
she's a weirdo. She's got a restaurant somewhere in California or something. Give me a minute to make you want to go to Amini's. I'll tell you my Jim Croce story. And we'll take your calls too. If you listen at all, you know what Amini's is. You sort of know what it is. You'll never know what it is till you go there. There's some things you can't describe. You can't describe the Grand Canyon to people. You can say, oh, man, you stand at the edge of the Grand Canyon, look down. Whoa, it's unbelievable. You could show them pictures, but you have to go there. You have to stand and look down, and then you'll go, man, I cannot even believe something like this exists. Kind of the same way with the Meanies. I can tell you, but you need to go. And you need to take the whole family there because it's one of those stores. There are stores kids don't want to go in. Oh, like department stores, most of them where they have, you know, men's clothing, women's clothing, cosmetics. You know, kids don't want to go in there. They don't like that. Just to ride, they ride the escalator. They like that. And that's good for about 2 minutes. But a Meanies, you have a hard time getting them out of there. They love having kids in there. And while you shop for the Jaffe lighting or the patio furniture, which is unbelievable, it's like the kind of quality in patio furniture you didn't even know existed. Probably nicer than most people have in their homes. It's going to last a long, long time. While you're doing that or looking at Jaffe lighting or whatever, area rugs, your kids are playing arcade games and pinball machines free. They're on free play. Pool table, shuffleboards, jukeboxes, Jaffe lighting, home theater furniture, patio furniture, 2 million in stock, and anything you want they don't have, they'll get it right away. And it's the best quality patio furniture in the world. No junk. No junk. That's the one thing that they're sticklers about. They just don't sell cheap stuff. They sell affordable stuff and some things that aren't affordable to most people and everything in between, but no junk. Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S, under the Copper Dome, Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com. Here's my Jim Croce story. Years ago, I worked with a guy. Everything I've done in radio involved other people being in the studio. I'm not a solo act. I'm not good enough to do that. But this guy was sort of he ran the board like Peon does, and he spoke, talked on the air, and you know, he was kind of a partner. He found a couple of reels of tape, and it was a Jim Croce concert that he had recorded when he worked at a radio station in another city. And he just, I guess he was clearing out the basement and he found it. And it literally is one of those, the lost tapes. This really is a case of, as far as he knew, this was the only recording of this Jim Croce concert. So he kind of did a little investigating and checking around. And sure enough, he gets a hold of Croce's wife. And then there's somebody that manages the Jim Croce estate or whatever. And they make it very clear to him they're very interested in this concert. Because at the time, the radio station he worked for had gone out and set up and actually done, they had done a pretty good job recording it. It was pretty good quality. So he sends them, just to prove that he has it, the concert on cassette. But he failed to somehow put gaps in it or something to keep them from. So he finds out, and he, honest to goodness, he goes in a record store or something, and he sees like a CD or the Jim Croce never before released concert. I gave him the name of a lawyer, and I said, hey, put this guy on it. So he did. The end of this story is my radio friend gets a big fat check for $100,000.
Whoa!
For a tape that just been sitting in his basement forever.
Nice.
I'll never forget it. And I remember once they sick the lawyer on him, and they realized, uh-oh, because he'd made it very clear, this is only for the purposes of showing you that I actually do have this record. And I remember the one thing I remember, he said that they contacted him and said, okay, we'll pay you. And he said, I want $100,000. And they said, could we send you two separate checks for $50,000, like a week apart? No, okay. But he got them.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a great story. All right, phones are lit up, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. This would be Rudy. Hello, Rudy.
First of all, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Rudy.
Hallelujah. And I called here a while back. I'm the guy that sounds like Super Dave Osborne.
Yes, you do. No, yeah. You absolutely do.
That's too funny. I just called. I know there's two callers back up. I had just picked up my car on Monday from Schaefer Auto Body. It's a few miles from where I live. I've got a 2005 Chevy Silverado, and I was involved in a wreck in 2010. It was not my fault. They suggested taking it to Schaefer. It's a reputable, big-name insurance company. They recommended Schaefer. It was the other guy's fault, so I got to rent a car. Didn't have to go anywhere. They rented the car. They kept me updated with emails, the progress, let me know how long it would be. One time they had to tow it to a different shop because they didn't have the parts they needed. Called me and asked for permission. I said, does it cost any extra for towing? Said, nope, that's on us. Last summer, my son hit a deer. Called the insurance company, said, I'd like to go to Schaefer. Absolutely, take it to Schaefer. And then, unfortunately, he was involved in a wreck here just a couple weeks back. Luckily, nobody was hurt. Third time's a charm, took it to Schaefer. It was totaled, but it was a buyback, and Schaefer's estimation was spot on. I was not out any money. Insurance company cut me a check, did the buyback. Schaefer took care of it. There were some minor glitches, had to take it back. They took care of it. I just couldn't tell you. They made a very unpleasant experience a little more easy to swallow.
Well, you just made my next commercial very easy because I don't have to do anything. Next time the commercial comes up, I just go, it's already done. You did it.
And I'm telling you, I'd recommend it to anybody. They are top-notch, and they keep you informed. Emails, phone calls. If there's any glitches, they call you right away. And like I said, I know you like to use your customers that you advertise for, and I'm telling you, they're top-notch, and I wouldn't recommend anybody else.
Yeah, I've hit four deer on purpose just so I could go to Schaefer.
Oh, ran them down.
Rudy, thank you.
Anyway, great show. Love you guys, and you guys have a good rest of the afternoon.
We love you, too. Not in a sexual way.
Not in a sexual way. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rudy.
All right. Bye now.
Wow, that guy's lit up about Schaefer. Here's Mike. Hello, Mike.
Oh, good afternoon. PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Always. That movie you were talking about, the musical?
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, Mary Poppins, starring Dick Van Dyke.
Right.
You know what young English lads like to do when they're pissed? They get on the internet.
Now, hang on a second. Repeat that. What young English lads like to do what?
After they're pissed.
After they're
they
mad?
Pissed.
Yeah, we don't use that word, but I know what you mean. After they're mad? Yeah, no, what do they do?
They like to get on the internet and mock the actors with the worst English accents, British accents.
Uh-huh.
And Dick Van Dyke was voted number one.
Really?
Yes.
But he didn't use a British accent.
In that day, Mary Poppins, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was pretty bad.
The occasion, extemporized and thought up before your very eyes.
How do you happen to have Mary Poppins right there handy?
It's on YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got it.
Well, I've never seen it. I didn't realize he tried to do did a bad English accent.
Oh, yeah, the worst.
All right. Well, that's good to know what those young English lads do.
Yeah, we like to get pissed.
Yeah, you like that work.
Man, oh, man,
I think he likes that work. Okay. Oh, well, you're honest about it. Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
All right. He said it like four times, he said.
I like to get pissed.
You know, young English, I've never been able to do the British accent. I heard a reporter yesterday, and by the way, I can't be the only one sick of this whole Kate and William thing and this baby enough. Oh. But I heard, and I'm listening to him in the car, and I'm trying to see if I could talk. It always turns Australian for
yeah.
me. I end up sounding like that Steve Irwin. You more look at the quirky, you know. But that's not it. So I'm going to work on it.
There's a couple different. There's, you know, the regular.
Cockney.
Cockney. Yeah.
Is Cockney like over the top, labor, blue-collar, lower income?
I think
income?
So, yeah.
And then there's certain areas. There's a more proper
yeah.
British accent.
What?
Forget. See, I can't do it. One more, and then we have to take a break. That'll be Peggy. Hello, Peggy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm Amen P.M.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do?
I wanted to ask if I could have the problem solvers.
Well, you'd have to have us because we are
the problem solvers.
What's the problem?
All right, I doubt if you guys are going to be able to help us.
No. We have 100% track record, Peggy. We'll
okay,
help, we'll
here
help
we go.
Go ahead.
Record, Peggy.
We have 18 chickens who are a year old. They were a year old in June.
Okay.
And we have a fox and two kits, baby foxes, mm-hmm. that are after our chickens. And we've heard down to 18 because we had more. They've killed five of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have them now in electric fencing, and they're in their pen. But we like to let them free range because we sell our eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And we use our own. We eat our eggs, too. So we like to let them free range. But now we can't let them free range because these foxes keep getting them. So we called the Humane Society. They gave us a wildlife number, and we called that. And the lady said she couldn't help us with a fox because if you relocate a fox to another area, they have no, they don't know where their food source is.
Mm.
I said, well, they certainly know where it is here.
Yeah, it's your chickens.
Anyway, we're kind of stuck.
Anyway.
Do you live in a city or you live out in the country? Or?
No, we live in Afton.
Do you have a gun?
Yeah.
Well, shoot them.
I don't know if that's...
I don't think you can.
I don't know if you can.
Well, you sure you can. Just don't bragging about it. Hey, I shot some
No,
fox.
That's why I didn't want to say that.
do you have any dogs?
We used to have a dog. We don't have one anymore.
Fox ate it.
I was thinking yeah. about calling
the dog with the fox.
Yeah, I get like a guard dog for the chickens.
A lot of yeah. people wouldn't like that answer, but if something was killing my chickens, I'd kill what's killing my chickens and bury it, and who would know? I mean, that's my honest answer. That's what I would probably
do. Can you trap them somehow and then?
Well, we have a live trap, and so far in the live trap, we've caught a raccoon.
Oh.
Mm. But these foxes are pretty smart.
That's why they're
sly.
People say sly as a fox. That's why.
Yeah, that's right.
Good competition grade pellet rifle or .22, and that'd be the end of it. But you got to be a pretty good shot because they're quick. Or small shotgun, 410. That's my answer. A lot of people won't like that answer, but I'm telling you, if farmers kill things like that all the time when they're, you know, killing their livestock or they're killing their chickens, or you do what you got to do. So that's my, other than that, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, thank
you. All right, thank you. I think she's going to go shoot them.
No.
I really do.
We've done it again.
Thank you, singers. Yes, we have. APG. A lot of sets of initials. Someday we ought to just see if we could print out all the NSA, CDC, NSA, CIA, FBI, NBC, RCA. It's got to be like 5,000 of them. Here's another set, APG. Easy way to remember it, all pain gone, because that's their goal. Eliminate pain. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business. You other baby boomers listening? You know what I'm talking about when you, every day you go, oh man, what's that? You either think you're having a heart attack or kidneys are going out or go, it just happens. And because you read the paper and go, so-and-so died at the age of 61. Uh-oh. So you get pains. Sometimes they're nothing. Sometimes they're something, and they don't go away. And then somebody will tell you, you're going to have surgery. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe you don't have to have surgery. What about the possibility of at least looking into physical therapy and pain management? And I don't mean just anywhere. I mean some of the best people who do that, and they're Associated Physicians Group, APG, in O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, Edwardsville, Illinois. Under the direction of Dr. William Tom, this guy's got some pretty impressive credentials. Physical therapy, pain management. You can go ahead and have what in some cases might be unnecessary surgery, or you can look into this. APGPain.com. I'll do that again. APGPain.com.
And we have another check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
And if you're traveling westbound 64, you're already slow from the Science Center through McCausland, from Clayton Warson out through Mason. And you've got, looks like a little bit of slowdown from near the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, the usual slowdown 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Up in North County, we've got a slowdown now. It looks like it's going from, it looks like it's slowing now just before 367. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. With Allstate House and Home Insurance, you can get a custom-built homeowner's policy for your most valuable investment. Now that's coverage with curb appeal. So talk to an Allstate agent about house and home insurance today and let the good life in. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We're just now learning of a serious train derailment in Spain.